Wintrust Community Banks Hour continues, and Ryan Dempster is the guest. What part of Canada are you from?
Gibson's, British Columbia.
Right.
40-minute ferry ride outside of Vancouver.
Andrea says she used to be your neighbor. Does Ryan Dempster owe you money?
He does. We used to live on the same street. I moved, though. He was too much of a partier. Well, I don't want to say it. Your street. It was your street.
Does he still live on that street?
I don't think so. You don't still live up there, do you?
I still live in Lakeview, yeah.
Okay, well, then I can't say this.
Oh, okay. Well, I think people probably know.
Because I usually have people flocking to my house. You know,
but we're giving out his cell phone number before the show's over.
773.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about all those noise complaints.
No, I know, right? I'm telling you, that neighborhood has so changed. You know, I haven't lived up there in about 5 years, but I lived up there for a long time. And the bars, the restaurants, they're ever-changing, but they're always great.
That's the thing.
It is a really great neighborhood. My entire career playing here, post-career, I'm not a big fan of traffic. I don't like it. So living close to the ballpark was nice. And, you know, just the people walking in the field and, you know, you see the people out on their front porches playing bags or, you know, cornhole and yeah. having a beer with somebody on the way home from a game was always a fun thing to do. I definitely enjoy this neighborhood.
Yeah. One of the things that's fun watching Demp's career is I never saw a time where you didn't enjoy fans. You were always mixing it up with the people that paid the bills. I thought that was not some sort
classy.
Of, you know, planned thing by you. It just seemed like you loved it.
Yeah, no, I'm a people person, and I think I always appreciate, you know, I'm a fan of the game myself, and I'm a fan of people's passion behind it, and I really am thankful for, you know, the support that I was given throughout my career, whether it's times, you know, going through injuries or, you know, struggling through a game, and I think when you, you know, put yourself out there and just say hi and you know, especially when it comes to kids and the moments that you can do that, just a quick hello, take a picture, you know, sign an autograph. You can really make an impact on a kid's life and on a fan's life. And that's what it's all about, because without the fans, we'd be sitting there playing in empty stadiums making, you know, peanuts compared to what we're making nowadays. So we owe a lot to the fans for what we get and what we have in this game.
Well, Ryan, let's look a little bit at this Cubs team that's going to take the field in Anaheim on Monday night. And people are so excited about the team and about the addition of John Lackey to the starting rotation. But you start with Jake Arrieta. Apparently the blister is no longer a problem, at least for now. And what are the challenges that Arrieta faces coming off a season like he had last year?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the challenges you're going to have to put on like these horse blinders or some headphones, which Jake does. He puts on headphones when he's getting ready to pitch, which is a good thing. So, because what happens is you've set these expectations so high, they're really unrealistic. The chances of him repeating that season are probably, you know, if you were to look at it, probably 1%. I think the last pitcher who did put up numbers like that and did it the next season was Greg Maddux back in 1995 after the 94 season. So the reality is that's not going to happen. Is Jake going to be a successful major league pitcher who has a chance to win the Cy Young again? For sure. But to post those numbers again, I think are going to be really tough. And so you have to just really, truly, and Jake's really good about this, is just believing in the process. And that's, you know, preparing for my starts, being ready, being physically ready, mentally ready, and then just going out there and performing. And, you know, what we saw him do last year in the second half of the season was incredible. I never seen anything like it for a pitcher just to be able to put the ball where you want to dominate the way he did. So are there going to be some outings that might be a little bit more rough? Yeah, and as fans and as, you know, Cubs fans, we have to just go, hey, you know what, okay, today wasn't the day. You know, it doesn't mean he can't beat Jake, you know, the next 7 games in a row or the next 5 games in a row, but he's just got to figure out a way, which he's, you know, preparing to do that as well, is figure out a way to just realize last year is last year. You can't do that again for the team as well. And we're setting new precedents this year. I'm going to go out there and be ready to go. And he is, he's physically as good a shape as anybody in baseball. And he'll be ready come opening day to go out there, toe the rubber, and try and get us a victory.
Now, he can't pitch 5 days, though. How about the depth of the starting five?
Yeah, I love it. You know, I look at Lester. I think Lester's going to have a huge year. You know, obviously, if he's hitting homers now, that solves a lot of problems, too. Like you said, the addition of John Lackey, I really, truly feel like it was one of the most underrated signings around baseball You know, he's a guy who missed some time, had a rough stint in Boston when he missed some time with his elbow. And you look at what he's done 2013, 14, and 15. He's really thrown the ball really well. He feels younger. He looks younger. He's in as good a shape as he ever was in his career. And I think he's going to just be that solid number, you know, number 2-3 starter for us. And then you know, the luxury of hopefully, you know, getting to the playoffs, you've got a guy who's an ace in the playoffs. That's just the way it works. And then you look at Hendricks and Hamill at the back end of the rotation. These guys, Jason Hamill pitches anywhere close to the first half of the season that he did last year. You know, he battled some injuries in the second half. He's had a really good spring. Kyle Hendricks had an incredible spring. So I think I really like our starting rotation and the depth it provides. And then we have some guys that can fill in. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. 1-5. I like our chances every fifth day of going up there and winning a ball game.
And how about that? And it's just murderer's row. It's murderer's row with the bats. This is the new murderer's row. This is murderer's row 2016.
They have an incredible lineup. These kids are confident. You have a bunch of guys. Really, I mean, you look at it. Every single guy in the lineup can take you deep. And that's tough to do. If you look around the big leagues, there's always a lull in the lineup. There's always somewhere where it's like, you know, this guy can't take me deep. He might be able to get a base hit or hit a ball down the gap, but he's not a big home run guy.
But every guy's a threat.
Every single guy. Threat to take the ball deep.
Crazy.
You know, and I think when the balance now, you've got some guys adding a Hayward, Zobris, guys who don't strike out with guys who possibly strike out a little bit more. It adds a little bit of balance to the lineup. And when it does, it starts to become contagious. You get guys who don't want to strike out. Now the other guys who maybe struck out a little bit more before, they start to feed off of that. And it has the potential to be really, really dangerous. And, you know, you can write it down on paper all we want. We got to go out and play the games. But, you know, I think once those games get rolling and we get off on a good note, we got some incredible things that can happen here.
Kevin Powell's here, Ryan Dempster. And Kevin was filling in for Dave forever and producing this show. Today's actually his last day on the show. He's going to be doing sports for Rokan. And then he's going to be at the parks all the time covering the Sox and the Cubs. Kev, you got a question for Ryan?
I do. Ryan, Joe Maddon obviously kept spring training very light for the Cubs. And in baseball, with all the numbers they have and advanced stats and sabermetrics, the only thing nobody's really been able to pin a number on is how many wins a manager means to a team. With the Cubs, everything seems to start with Maddon from the top. What are your thoughts on Maddon, how he impacts this team, and what was it like for you having a manager you liked playing for?
Yeah, I think, you know, I look at Joe, just being around, being across the field from him, you know, I always kept an open mind. Some of the times with Tampa, I was like, oh, man, look at these guys, and they're clowning around. But then you start to be around it, and you understand it. It's a long, long season, and the impact that he has to be able to allow the guys to be themselves. And when you're yourself and you're relaxed, you're going to play the best you can. And whether or not you can put a number on the amount of wins, it matters that he brings to the field, brings to the team. I don't know if you can actually place a number on that. But what I do think it does is it allows guys to play free, to go out there, play relaxed, know that if they mess up, they're not going to get in trouble for messing up. Are they going to be talked about? Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's do this next time to make it better. He just really promotes this incredible trusting. You know, he said it last year. I have to earn their trust. They don't have to earn mine. I have to earn theirs in order for them to have mine. And I think that's a really, really incredible. He's so forward thinking. You know, I look at what he did all spring training in these stretches. You know, first of all, you know, I saw some articles. Some people wrote some articles saying, you know, this. They're making a joke of it, and they're having, you know, this is serious. And it's like spring training is so long. It's so monotonous. And to be able to take 30 minutes in your day to start your day off on the right note with laughter, with you know, it's almost like relaxation therapy before you're getting ready to go do your job. And I commend him for it, the way he handles it all. I know what it was like playing for managers like that. When a manager was uptight, it was, as a young guy, it was hard. And I think his impact on the younger guys and having them succeed at a younger age, like he had to do with Tampa, with all these young players who'd come through there, really has the biggest impact. The veteran guys know what to do. I know they appreciate Joe for everything he provides for them and the environment that he provides, but what he does for these younger guys to allow them to realize that they can be successful just at 21, 22, 23 years old, just as they will be when they're 33, is huge. And he really is a difference maker. I truly believe he's the best manager in the game. You know, he knows the game of baseball as well as anybody. He's been around it for a long, long time, and he truly shows on the results on the field with his ball club.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen you play for him. I think it would have been a lot of fun.
It would have been a lot of fun with both of you guys. Last word, Dave, and then we're short.
Real quick, Ryan, the bullpen. The rotation is solid. Rondon hasn't had a great spring, but what about the rest of that bullpen?
Yeah, I like it. I think it's kind of our secret little, you know, nobody really talked about. And, you know, you talked about that, you said that the lineup and the pitching staff, and this bullpen's, you know, solid, really, really solid. When you look at the guys that are going to be in there, the job they did down the stretch last year that just built confidence going in this year. And I know, you know, Rondon had a tough spring, and, you know, sometimes that's pitching in Arizona, and sometimes that's being a closer in spring training. You know, you don't get that adrenaline rush that you do during the ninth inning, during the regular season. And, you know, Stroke has just been lights out, you know, for the past 2 years. It feels like he's been nasty out of that eighth inning spot. And, you know, we got a good balance of righties and lefties, and depth, guys who can throw 2-3 innings, guys like Adam Warren or Travis Wood, you know, a really, really solid, solid bullpen down there. And when you look at the starting rotation, as good as it's going to be, I believe that allows the bullpen to even better, because now you've got guys who are eating up innings and the bullpen isn't taxed every night.
If you're not optimistic after hearing all this from Ryan Dempster about the Cubs, I don't know. We can't help you. We can't help you. No, it's a great listen.
But I truly believe my words.
I know you do. I know you do. And I'm going to let you get back to your birthday girl there. Happy birthday, Riley Dempster. But really looking forward to having you on the show weekly and whenever there's baseball news. So thanks for that, and have a great weekend.
You got it, guys. Absolutely. Looking forward to it.